Okay, Green Bay, it's your time.
The NFL draft gets underway in Green Bay.
Look at all of these people expecting to score a million over the weekend here in Green Bay.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
They needed receivers in the first round and not done it.
With a 23rd pick.
We were watching the board and just trying to do what's right for the Packers.
In the 2025 NFL draft.
Great spin by Golden. Man, that was 24-karat Golden.
The 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers.
It was so cool, you know, the energy that the Packer fans got, man. You know, I could just feel it. I'm glad the organization picked me.
Guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that.
For the first time since 2002.
On a night when they announced the pick in Green Bay, what an awesome, awesome moment.
They took Matthew Golden.
Draft a wide receiver.
Welcome to my
Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden is a Green Bay Packer.
Love the Packers getting Matthew Golden, a guy they needed.
Touchdown, Matthew Golden!
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
I don't think he's supposed to grab the podium microphone and yell to the fans after he's picked.
Welcome to my Green Bay on 3, 1, 2, 3.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Little hall monitory there by you and that montage.
Yeah, I don't think he's supposed to grab the microphone
and do that. Johnny Montage.
Is that the second time
Johnny Montage has screwed me in the montage?
What do you mean?
So going into the draft.
So you're blaming the – just wait. For the record, you're blaming
this
the montage.
This is the Hunter School of Blame right here.
Yeah. It is not.
Sit back and enjoy. All right, let's hear you spin this one, old Monty.
Monty.
Yeah, Monty. Monty Montage.
Well, he's
– yeah, that's not
– the first half. The quote from the pre-draft one was, I think they're one marquee player away. Is Pablo still in here? Because I believe
he is.
Said it on his program.
He did. Yeah.
It's not what's on the montage.
But
that
marquee player may already be on the roster.
Okay.
And it's somebody elevating. So he clipped it that way, out of context. Gabe was on this program last night. When I reference him grabbing the microphone, have you ever seen anyone do that at a draft that's a player?
Not the vibe.
It was to depict the excitement level. Gabe is nodding in agreement. He has my back, unlike you, who wasn't listening at the time, so you have no idea what I was doing.
No, I was doing the show up here. So, yeah. I just heard the montage, and you sounded like a nerd
and I'm
with his pocket protecting
him. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen anyone grab the microphone like that?
That's what it sounded like to me. So maybe the context.
I don't know what that voice is, but it's one of your better ones.
Maybe the context isn't right.
Nerd.
But you sounded like what Jesse.
Nerdy
hall
monitor.
You sounded like. Yes, that's exactly what you.
But isn't it Jesse's job to put us in the best light?
I don't think he likes
doing that. There?
I think he likes being a jerk.
I think he is.
I think for the sake of the montage, you saying
that. Peeking in the window.
Oh, he's looking at those oranges.
You saying.
The pumpkins. He's looking for some pumpkins.
I think it was said for dramatic effect in the montage, and it worked very well. Well,
apparently, Tausch doesn't agree. I sounded nerdy.
That's one of my favorite montages I've ever made. I got to say.
Well,
I was proud of that one.
Same. Okay. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Jesse,
the fact you're blaming the montage, though. That is beautiful.
I am. Does it capture the mood of the discussion?
Why do you keep talking? Gabe doesn't
Gabe
have a microphone.
Because Gabe was there.
Gabe, what do you think? Nobody can't see Gabe on the video. Gabe was there. He's going to support you. Jesse's not. Jesse has the final stamp on it.
Because he depicted my statement inaccurately.
I don't think anything was depicted inaccurately there.
Clearly, Tausch thinks it's hall monitoring.
So does Jesse.
You were, like, laughing as you said it, which made it sound like it was cool. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever done these. I don't know if he's supposed to do
thank
that.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah.
I take back
I
my
know.
Blame. Even
I think
it
sounds
it's all
cool.
Tausch's fault. Now,
we
just,
can
like,
play
spilling
that
coffee.
We can play that again, and nobody's going to think that sounded cool.
Let's go to Ed in Madtown. Ed, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How you doing?
I'm great, guys. I love the entertainment value we're getting this morning. You guys are off the hook.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Thank you. What are you feeling that same way about the pick?
Ooh.
I'm off the hook. I love this kid. This guy, he brought some excitement to that crowd, and it was so, my wife tuned in with me just for that moment alone, and she was stoked. She's like, this kid's got some, she said, some balls. Come up there and grab the mic. I just think that's something. I think he's going to make this wide receiver core maybe improve, because he's going to bring some game and some swag. And I think they need that. I think last year they regressed terribly. Obviously, we all know that. Christian Watson, yes, he's on the clock. Definitely. I think I was telling Jesse, I think a lot of Packer fans are totally excited, but there's some post-traumatic stress going on, because Christian Watson, man, he's got to get some – he's got to beef up. He's got to get a little beefy like Sterling Sharp. He's got to bring – definitely. He's too injury-prone. We all – obviously, I'm stating the obvious. I like to see them go defense, obviously. I think we all know that that's coming, and I'm hopeful that there will be some picks out there that will come their way. And what's their next pick for the second round?
Ooh. So the Michigan corner that I think people thought, is it Johnson? Will Johnson?
Yes. Will Johnson, yeah.
Bad knee. And that's why he dropped. And that's why, who knows
too much
where.
Pickleball.
So that might be one of those cases where you don't know the risk reward of where do you take him and you feel good, because he obviously has that talent. I think you're going to end up looking here. What do you do here if there's one of those wideouts that you really like? No, in the second spot.
You feel a little greedy now, don't you?
Can you still do that if that's what the board tells you?
I don't know what Goody will do.
I can't see him going another wideout.
I can't
till
either.
Saturday would be the earliest, don't you think?
I would say, first of all, if he has – he still wants to go back. He still wants to add picks.
Okay.
He passed up, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, he passed up that opportunity to take Matthew Golden. And he sure sounded like it hurt him to do that. Because I'm betting
– Falcons called him.
I'm betting one of those offers.
First-round pick
included
next year.
Included a first-round pick next year.
And I think the Falcons are going to stink. So that – I mean, I get it. And I love the fact you have the conviction to stick with your pick. But if it was the Falcons and they are offering up that one along with some sprinklers.
So the Packers' two picks today as scheduled are 54 in the second round and 87 in the third round.
Okay.
To your point about –
there's going
to
be a corner. One of those will be a corner.
Sure. And Ravel, who is the corner from East Carolina, who I read a really good story about and what he's overcome – you heard Goody say this about Golden last night. Really loves football. There it was again. Like, that is definitely part of the calculus on guys. I don't know. Knee injuries coming into the draft, sometimes it's not the end of the world, right? It maybe dings your value in the draft, but you end up having a really good career. In other cases, like Jamal Reynolds, there was a pre-existing knee condition, and he was a colossal bust at number 10 overall.
Yeah, you roll the dice, and that's where you don't really want to do that with a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. You look at maybe a first-round pick talent-wise, and it gets to be in the third, and you're just like, it's worth the gamble. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I think if the talent shows that, it does feel like people are recovering and getting back, and with all of the different science and things that are in play, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but if you get at that point, you roll the dice if there's a special talent that you hope you can maybe get later that you wouldn't have because of an injury.
844-770-3776. Let's go down to Atlanta and talk to Dave. Dave, thanks for holding on so long. Sorry it took us so long to get to you. What do you got for us?
Well, I haven't been this excited since Cletus Hunt. Drafting of Cletus Hunt is just electric.
Dave will be opening for Frank Caliendo at Appleton.
No, he's opening for Murph.
No,
Dave, aside from Cletus Hunt, your other thoughts?
Yeah, well, I had, you know, 45 minutes to work on that while you guys were talking about
good.
Your car.
Yeah,
I think you did.
I thought
job.
You used those 45
honest,
minutes
yeah.
in a good play.
Yeah,
that was,
I'm probably
really
going to
well
come up with that one in 20.
Really, really well executed, Dave.
Yeah, well, I had time. What cojones would have taken for Goody to, you know, take somebody else? But, you know, I was thinking, if you peel back a couple of layers, nobody ran up with the card, man. It took a lot of time for them to make that pick, right? So you're thinking, maybe we're debating back and forth. I wonder if Goody was really saying, I want Johnson at that cornerback. And then, you know, maybe Murphy put his hand on his shoulder and said, no, dude, you know, we got 150,000 people out here screaming, play Freebird. So, you know, this is my time. This is my, you know, swan song. So we're taking the wide receiver, and I'm announcing it. And so, you know, Goody just said, okay, man.
We're, I don't think that's what happened.
plus, face it, the Golden fell. I mean, it was like a Rodgers situation almost. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people were saying Golden was going to go, you know, way higher. So it was like, duh. So, you know, I don't know how much praise Goody should get for, you know, like it wasn't that much courage. The guy fell, you know, and even if some of the Debbie Downers, as you say, think that we should have gotten somebody else, and maybe we should have.
He's not going to get it. You know, he's not going to get any praise.
Right.
Yeah, right. But Golden fell into your lap. So,
okay.
You know.
Right. So does Ted Thompson not deserve praise for drafting Aaron Rodgers?
No, people don't give him credit. Not as much as they should.
That took some serious courage.
That was because of the scenario. Same like with Jordan Love. I don't know. There's a lot of mock drafts that had this guy going 23, including mine. And I'm not a mock draft guy.
Well, you only did one pick.
When did you have a mock? I picked him yesterday.
I picked him three days ago. Yesterday.
And I picked him last week. So
look, to Dave's point. Look, I understand that my reputation on this show is as a Goody hater, which is only because by comparison to the Goody stan, I look that way, but I'm not. Secondly, obviously Mark Murphy and I have not always seen eye to eye, and I question his credentials.
You did.
I am here to tell you that neither one of those people, while it worked out brilliantly like it was a made-for-TV movie, and the guy's last name has Golden in it for crying out loud, Mark Murphy did not go up there and pick someone
first
else
off,
and go rogue.
Yeah, Mark Murphy wasn't there to be.
Secondly, he wasn't in the draft room. He was already way down here getting ready to take the podium.
It would have taken him way too long.
What if he did go rogue, though? Like, what a movie.
It
would have
been awesome. Fun story, but it's not the reality. And the biggest thing that I would say is that, look, Goody and – it was clear to me in our interaction with Goody that he wrestled – with the idea of trading back. Now, if you want to have a, I don't want to call it conspiracy theory, that's not the phrase, but if you want to have a, how did the Packers hosting the draft influence the pick? Do I think that there's a chance?
Oh, boy.
That if this
careful what you say here.
If this draft had been held somewhere else.
They would have traded.
They would have traded. Do I think there's a chance?
Oh, boy.
Do I think there's a chance? And I'm not saying at Mark Murphy's behest. I'm saying Goody.
A deep subconscious, this is going to mean a lot to Mark. No.
And mean
his
a lot
name
to
is
these
Golden.
People. And the guy's a really great player. We're really excited about him. He plays a position of need. I'm saying the way Goody talked about the trade offers and saying that they were very tempting – he has talked about trade offers from the podium before and said they weren't getting me to come off this player. He didn't say that.
Oh,
they
boy.
Weren't. They weren't. We weren't interested in that. He said that before.
Boy.
I'm just saying that if that's the road you want to travel down, I am not going to put up the stop sign like the guy trying to prevent me from parking.
Do you
this
think
morning.
There is any chance that the subconscious – did trickle into Goody's mind and say, yes.
Yeah, I think he really likes – I think he really authentically loves Matthew Golden.
I don't want this to be undercut
here.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm telling you what I think you think here.
Oh, great.
Because I'm listening
that.
To you. Goody's reaction to you put up a little flag in your head to say he really
loved. He entertained this trade more than he has in the past.
Yeah, that's a and fair one.
The excitement, and you saw how much it meant to Mark Murphy. Goody even put that out there, and how cool that was.
Yeah.
You think that there is a sliver, and I'm not saying that they did it because
yes.
of. Okay. There is a sliver of psychological underlying that pushed Goody into not being as embracive of this trade opportunity. A sliver.
I think I'm not going to swear on the radio and have Jesse have to dump me, but I think those trades tempted the blank out of him. I really do.
If Atlanta was offering a first next year.
This is all I'm trying to say, man. I'm not saying that he made the pick because, and I'm not even, and I'm also not. Let me be clear. I'm not saying he picked Matthew Golden.
I love how you always give me grief.
And I'm not
when
saying,
I'm saying you're doing the same thing.
I'm not saying he drafted Matthew Golden because he's a wide receiver, and that pick would get the sexiest, most exciting reaction from the crowd. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm saying that I would take this draft. I was talking to Tom Silverstein upstairs last night about
Did you tell him that he wrote a great article?
Yeah, I said, Tausch and I talked about your story on the show. We both thought it was fantastic. Great job. And then I said, I'm curious. Did you?
I also want to get some bunting tips because he's a big baseball coach. Spoon.
He is. You're just giving him an out. You're just giving it to him. The question that I said to you after we talked about his article about if Brandon Ayuk is there, who does he pick? He said he did ask Goody that while they were in the room, and he deflected it. And he praised Goody for how adeptly he deflected it, which I said, so he would have picked Brandon Ayuk, and he'll never admit it. And Spoon laughed and nodded. So, he has never said that, and he never will. But my point is that in this scenario here, I don't think he picked Matthew Golden for crowd reaction. I think he believes it was the right thing to do. But if this draft had been held in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and just Roger Goodell was announcing the pick, I don't know. I will never know, but I wonder. Would he have made the trade instead?
Do we wonder more if they trade up and take Mike Green tonight?
I don't wonder that. That thought has not crossed my mind. What I wondered is,
Green and Golden.
Would he have made the trade under this?
The fact that you even are entertaining this makes me really. There's a lot of questions.
I'm just curious. Let me be clear here.
You're more than
I'm
curious
here. I'm not suggesting
here.
That there's malfeasance, as you
no,
like
but
to
you're
say,
suggesting that the
or malpractice.
Environment dictated a decision.
No, I don't think I'm saying that.
Jesse, is that not what he's saying?
I think your first interpretation of what I said was better.
Jesse?
That there's somewhere in the deep subconscious.
Jesse?
I think he's saying it. There's a chance it was a non-zero.
Oh my God! Just spit it out, dude.
I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, which
okay.
is part
so
of my
just
problem
don't.
Here.
Good stuff.
We need to get to some calls,
Jason. I do think the fact there's no doubt we all are humans. Refs. That's why coaches yell at refs because you dig into the subconscious a little bit. I think that this is more of a. We love this player. We're going to get him. I just don't think that would sway the decision. I think Goody.
I don't think it swayed. I think he was. The fact that he was extremely tempted by the trade, it just makes me wonder.
But we started the show saying how much that makes us believe he believes in this kid.
Sure.
Now I'm starting to wonder, did I? Because listen, I have overlooked things in the past. Are we overlooking that? I don't believe so, but human nature, which I love studying, would tell me there is a human part of this. Brian Gutekunst was hired by Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy's walking out the building. I still believe if Goody firmly in his heart of hearts believed that this kid, that trading these picks was the right move for the Packers, he would have done it. So I am going to stick.
Isn't it possible that he was legitimately torn and thought these would both be good things for the team?
Yeah, but
can't you feel that
people
way?
In these that make these decisions
champagne problem, if you will.
People in these positions of power have to make tough decisions. And if the right decision is the right decision, you make it.
The people in positions of power at Good Karma Brands put together a brand new, spanking new, beautiful, customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app is here. Customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listing, your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in both the Apple and Android app stores. Again, your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio on day two of the NFL draft. Continues next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Live from the Tundra Trio. Let's get to two more calls so we can get to O'Nelly so we can get to Feel Good Friday. Let's go to Mike in Texas first. Mike, thanks for holding on. Sorry to keep you waiting. What do you got?
So the way I see it is that this says more about how Goody sees his wide receiving core as opposed to, I'm sure he thinks, you know, Golden's a great pick and he's needed, but that's the thing is he thinks that he's needed because there's a lot of questions about this wide receiving group.
That's
and
fair.
So to me, it's because it's a little pessimistic of me to see that he's not as confident that he needed to do number one pick to get him.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not ready to write off the other guys, and I also think it's important that we've heard Goody talk about his dream of this wide receiver group looking like the 2011 group, right, that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Good luck.
It's hard to get that kind of talent together. But, look, let's not make it sound like Jaden Reed stinks.
I was just going to say that. And I think the not having a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase is one thing. It's another thing to just say, well, Jaden Reed didn't make the big jump. Jaden Reed still had some good games. The part that was disappointing to me was he had a few games where he was basically non-existent. And
correct.
Then you heard the head football coach talk about making sure you get him involved. And when you hear that, you're going to get a guy involved. Mm-hmm. And that never really clicked. So, like it is for everybody, this is a big year. I believe Jaden Reed's a good NFL receiver.
Do I think
he is a one? He has not proven that yet. And with this pick, maybe you end up elevating yourself into a really nice two because you have
correct.
A one and coverages. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of works itself hand in hand. And with Tucker and with the other players emerging.
And Wicks becomes James Jones instead
sure.
of Devontae Adams.
Yeah, and you just need guys to find roles. And last year it felt like everybody was scrambling mm-hmm. for one spot. And amongst that, you kind of got jumbled. And you had one guy that decided he didn't want that wasn't going to practice and play. It's a jumble, and you have to start getting some of the first letters so that you can finish the word. And I think that's where this receiving core is at.
Let's get to one more call before O'Nelly. Let's talk to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, buddy. Long time no talk.
Yeah. I still listen to the show all the time, just so you know. I'm with you guys. I'm with you.
Damn well.
So we appreciate it.
Yeah, so I got to do a little bit of my Tausch imitation to offer my
boy.
Perspective. Okay, here's
all
the deal.
Right.
It was a great pick, obviously, but this is one of the things that I want to say. This pick really, really is going to turn up the heat on Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. They have another weapon, and that offense better be in sync a lot better than it was last year. That's my overriding feeling. Great pick, but it does turn up the heat a little bit on both those guys. And Tausch and Jason, as you pointed out during the offseason, it's a big season coming up for those two anyways. All right, it is. I mean, you know, but this is having this added weapon, you know, I think is going to be something else. It's like they can't, you know, can't say, well, the receivers are in a slump. I mean, I think if he ends up being the tool and the weapon that we think he can be, I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see how they execute. So those are my thoughts. I thought, watching it last night, how could you not be so incredibly proud to be a Wisconsinite and a Green Bay Packer fan? It literally, it was just amazing, and they did such a good job. They're really unreal. So I'm very, very happy for the state of Wisconsin and the Packers. So those are my thoughts. You guys, as always, thanks for having your show. It's awesome. Appreciate it.
I'm really glad Jeff hit on that second part, because had it been
you know
less,
how great we are?
I agree.
No, the part about Wisconsin and Packers fans. Because I think had they picked a less exciting pick, let's say they took Jordan Morgan.
Yeah.
I think we'd have covered Jordan Morgan and talked about, you know, he's a left tackle, he's a breath mint. But what we would have been talking about instead, because the pick wasn't sexy, was how great of a night it was in terms of all these Packers fans and how there's 205,000 people there and the vast, vast majority of them are Wisconsin and Packers fans. They're not from out of – they weren't – all these people traveling to Nashville to hang out at the honky tonks on Broadway.
You this love was, saying honky tonk.
I do enjoy the word honky tonk.
You find it doesn't matter anything Tennessee. You're getting honky tonk jammed.
I am.
Into that.
You're 100% true.
God, but, I would have bet dollars to donuts you were going
to
honky tonk.
And I would have. And I would have bet that you'd use the phrase dollars to donuts. Great. You like that one? But right, I mean, that would have been the story. I mean, they were spilling into Lambeau. That was not supposed to be a seating area. And there were that many people inside Lambeau on top of the 205,000 outside.
And this is not like me being a homer or anything like that. There's a lot of great sports fan bases out there. There's none better than Wisconsin. There's just not. And it's a smaller town. 205,000, you're going to see a bunch in the rain tonight. You see it when the team isn't good. The stadium was full in the 80s. You see it on the road. Every time there is a test – from a Packer fan standpoint or a Wisconsin sports fan standpoint, they stand up and show out. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. And I think all the folks that were, you know, kind of bad-mouthing Green Bay and all the other stuff, they got a big old egg on their face this morning, because that was a beautiful show last night, and I'm guessing the next 2 days will do the same.
It really was. All right, we need to get to
I thought that was a really great point. You thought his second point was good, which it was.
Right.
But his first point on the
turning
heat,
up the heat.
There is no doubt this offense, which again was a lot more explosive than I remembered last year, this offense needs to be a lot more consistent. And that was just with that one pick. There's still more to come along. But I think Matt LaFleur knows that. Matt LaFleur knows what they did last year. It was clear to me, and I'm sure to you, and you know, we were talking with him yesterday.
No doubt.
They weren't good enough last year.
He knows. He knows. All right, we got to get to Woe Nelly, and we got to get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Those are still ahead, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Feel Good Friday, Tausch, we've talked a lot about Matthew Golden, and it sounds like this song has golden in the lyrics.
Green and golden.
It's called Golden by Harry Styles, yeah.
There you go. So what do you want today? You want a corner?
Well, I think Chris Grosser said it best. Opportunities don't happen, you create them. And I think that's where
you got your quote of the day sent to you.
Been a while since we got one of those.
It's always Friday. Oh, Bob Moore didn't
Bob
get it.
Moore, where have you been?
Yeah, I mean, today has to be a corner at some point. And then I would think you'd go D-line. And like in a perfect world, if you want to get fit with need or you know, if you're going to get the draft board kind of lining itself up, if you can find someone in the interior, I think with Kenny Clark getting older and an interior pass rush, I think we need to see more.
if you can get another young, athletic cat in there. And then I mean, if you walk out of here with a corner that you feel like is going to compete to start when the season gets going, I think you're going to feel like these first 2 days are home runs.
Jesse, how about you? What do you want? Other than Mike Green.
Yeah, same philosophy, but edge rusher. Mike Green, so we can say it's the Green and Golden draft in Green Bay, would be the absolutely
that's
incredible.
Pretty good.
I mean, that is the all-time situation. But
what's the dude's name again from Arizona State, the fun running back's name?
Scattaboo.
That's who I want. I don't know when he's going to go. I want to just be able to say, look at Scattaboo.
Scattaboo.
That'd be fun. Big physical back.
I'd partner up
with Jacobs, that'd be fun.
Tausch's philosophy on corner is the same thing I'm thinking, though, on edge rusher. Like, you want somebody that can make an immediate impact, can help the team pursue a Super Bowl right away. Like, that's the point of these drafts, especially the first-round pick last night. So I'm excited they did what they did last night. It's not what I expected at all, and now I'm excited to see if they can do it again tonight and have another immediate contributor that can help them pursue a title.
Well, we're going to pursue a trip down to the Hard Rock Casino.
That's coming up.
It's like a week and a half away.
I'll tell you what, time flies, man. It flies even more when you go to the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop, and the Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue. 23,000 square foot premium concert and event space. Features more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. That gets you in for about 3 minutes of last night's deal. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90, right on that left hand side of the road. That big old beautiful purple and gold guitar will point you right in the right direction to head in to the premier entertainment destination of Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, with another special guest. In fact, two of them to wrap up the show. Well, Gabe's one of them. And
he's
the
special.
Week, he is special. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the wave, try to live up to the say I am.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. First, we welcome in Gabe Neitzel, who reached out to me last week as I was walking the dogs, which is always a little bit of a challenge on the phone, but I managed.
I had no idea you were walking the dogs.
Well, see? It's good. They were well behaved. But what you told me about this as an idea to do Feel Good Friday and to talk to Craig Sorbo.
Can we give Gabe a little love before he gets into Feel Good Friday? How much he works? He's a worker. He's a worker. He is.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you... Like, do you ever listen to any programming on this show? Like, yeah, everybody talks about how much he works.
We only have
like 4 minutes,
hey, Jason,
for Craig.
There's times.
Do we need to praise Gabe again?
It's kind of a
Gabe,
job stealer.
I'm going to pull us back. Yeah,
let some other people.
I mean,
do
not only
Gabe.
That, but Gabe is so selfless. He doesn't want us talking about him. He wants us talking to Craig.
Enough. I'm done.
Read the room, man.
All right, my bad.
Gabe, take over. Work some more.
Thank you, boys. So for everybody, I was on the show earlier this week. I'm raising money for the Mac Fund. Once again, our 100-hole ringer event is coming up next Thursday. Again, text GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 800-990-3776. Link will be sent to your phone if you can contribute. And what's fun is that right now, for every dollar you contribute, it is going to be doubled. Thanks to my friend Craig Sorbo, who is the founder and president of Paintings for Pediatrics, as they have a $10,000 pledge going on right now. And Craig joins us right now. Craig, buddy, A, thank you so much for the time and joining us. B, thank you for the $10,000 match this year for the Mac Fund. What do you guys do at Paintings for Pediatrics, just so everybody knows what you guys have going on for your charity?
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys having me on. We have families dealing with pediatric cancer do paintings, and then we auction off those paintings to raise money to give directly back to those families just as they go through their cancer journey with their children. So that's what we do. So it's a good segment, good host being paints with paintings for pediatrics. There's irony there.
Well, that and the fact that Gabe works very hard. I don't know if you knew that. Craig, so how did you get connected with Gabe? Because Gabe is one of the all-time great human beings, and he works hard. But he also, when he told me
Let's be honest, he golfs a lot, too.
It's true.
In fairness.
Interesting that you would chime in with that. But, like, the minute he told me about this, I was like, oh, my gosh, what a great idea. How did this get started, and why has it become one of your passions?
Well, so I've known Gabe literally my entire life.
Your twin brothers?
That's funny.
He grew up a block away from me in Horicon.
Funny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we were friends. As he said on the one podcast we did, I was smoking him in routes when we were 4 years old, running routes in the backyard. But, known Gabe a long time. Obviously, with what he's doing in all this, certainly wanted to support it, love it. I mean, I think we just have to bring more awareness to this space in general. It seems that a lot of people that deal with pediatric cancer understand it. The people that don't. All right, so the 99% that don't deal with it do not understand what these families go through. So for me, it was genuinely a God moment that came into my brain. This is not of my own doing. 5 years ago, I want to do something better in my space for clients. In the business I'm part of, we do a lot with childhood cancer. But I said there's this huge social gap. And what people don't realize is when a family has a child get cancer, you might as well have the parents get cancer because they're going to be going through 5 to 7 days of treatment a week with their kids for it could be 1 year, it could be 5 years, you don't know. Many times one of the parents has to quit their job if there is two parents. We just got a grant asked for from a family, and the mom was literally unable. She's got three kids, and she was trying to take, help with treatment on the one kid. She was a single mom and wasn't even able to pay rent. So, imagine being a parent in that spot. Do I pay rent? I keep a roof over my kids' heads? Do I help my kids survive? I mean, these are the struggles that these families go through. So I think it's incredibly important that we, two-headed monster on this, that we have to keep these families going as they go through this journey. Obviously, the research side with what MacFund does, that's a part of what we want to support. So we give 30% of our money to the research and 70% directly back to families. But, yeah, I'm not an artist. I don't know anything about it. I know how to sell some stuff, and that's what we figured out. So somebody told me, a long time ago, art's how it makes you feel. I never understood that. It was over my head. That's just not my area. But then I saw this, and I said, what about gratitude, right? And what's so cool, I think, in our space, if you come to one of our events and you get to see some of the art, or you're lucky enough to, win some of the art, you take it home. As bad as it sounds, like I had Lombardi stuff all over my house, right? We look for inspiration all the time. Lombardi's great inspiration, still is, got some, didn't take it all down. But I put up a painting of a 7-year-old girl next to Lombardi. It's a 7-year-old girl that had a cancer that was attacking nerve endings. And when she made this painting at the top, she says, "Don't worry, for it may be stormy now, but it never rains forever." And at this time, this little girl couldn't even see because the cancer was pushing back on her optical nerves. And that's her mindset. And I said, there's so much that we could take away from that us, we are so blessed to get to complain and talk about some of the things that really matter less. This is gratitude.
So, Craig,
fun, and I needed it as much as anybody.
Well, so Craig, we got to go. So my last question, we can obviously support this by supporting Gabe and texting golf to
800-990-3776.
Is there a way to support paintings for pediatrics, too, if people are interested or just want to learn more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out, paintingsforpediatrics.com. Check us out on any socials, Facebook, Instagram, X. We're on that stuff. Just follow us. That's how we communicate. We are an all-volunteer organization, so it might not be perfect. Don't judge us too much on that. We do what we can. We will be having a concert in Menomonee Falls September 5th, and then our gala is November 1st at Blue Mountain Country Club. So if you want to partake in any of those things, check it out online. Sponsorship opportunities are there.
All right, Craig, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate y'all.
That is our Feel Good Friday. That's it for us this week. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the draft. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.